This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Of course, as we start this series, as we start off this series today, titled Be The Transformed. Be The Transformed. I think what's quite a tone in this series is just a sense of thanksgiving. A sense of just saying thank you. And that's encapsulated very well in this series as it continues to unfold. This morning, I'm so blessed to bring to you great news as we proceed with a series that we are busy with for the month of April. A series about transformation, a series that is not really easy, especially when one looks at the nature of humanity, our norms and our standards as humanity, the things that we become accustomed to, things that perhaps we do, some that we battle with, some that we are trying to overcome, and certain things that are just difficult to shake off. According to health.co.za, it says it takes up to 1 month to form a new habit. That's 30 days, one full month to form a new habit. But this requires consistent engagement in the behavior throughout your entire life time frame. Some people are able to form a new habit in less than a month, but others, truly, it takes them no less than 3 to 6 months to build up a new habit. On average, research suggests that it might even take from 18 to 254 days of consistently performing the same act over and over and over again for it to become a habit. It's essential to understand that changing a habit is a journey that is extremely difficult. Matter of fact, when you're trying to break out of a habit, it requires mental, physical, and spiritual strength for you to be able to cut off that way of living and that line which you have been following. But what is a habit? A habit is a routine behavior that is repeated regularly and tends to occur subconsciously. Some that becomes a part of your nature. That's what it is. It's a habit. And however, there are good and bad habits. Meaning, a repeated action that can form part of our daily response to life. I've done my own research and I've realized that breaking a habit, and one thing for sure, is you being able to recognize that a habit needs to be broken is one of the most important things. You cannot break a habit until you yourself have come to recognize that this behavior is leading me in a downward spiral. Good and bad habits can be formed. Good habits, apparently, according to research as well, shows that it's more difficult for you to get into than it is for a bad habit. It's easier to get stuck and pulled and being in a chokehold with a bad habit than it is to be in a good habit. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 verses 2, which is a theme for this entire series, it says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. Meaning that you and I need to get to a place where we break certain bad patterns that have been formed in our day-to-day lives. Because it continues to say, but be thee transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's the key in how you are able to break out of bad habits. You need to renew the mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Meaning, much of the battles that you and I really have to fight are not necessarily flesh, but they are in the mind. They are truly in the mind. And since the mind doesn't necessarily able to describe what is a good habit or a bad habit, it is very important for us to be able to create an ability to be able to differentiate within ourselves what is good and what is bad, because the body and the mind are here on the earth Another pastor once said to me, the body can never, it can't be saved. That's why it dies in the earth and is buried in the earth. What needs to be restored and revived is our souls and our minds. That's what needs to be restored and renewed. For us to be able to use the Bible as a form of restoration and renewal, using the Bible as a lens in which we view ourselves through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, a lens in which is able to, without fail, help us zoom into our bad habits. And this morning, I'm going to share with you 10 ways. I'm going to try to get to 10. I might get to 7, but 10 ways to break out of a bad habit and renew the mind. But I want to share with you a list of habits that will help anyone who applies any or all of them to build feelings of well-being and containment within themselves. Repeating behaviors that uplift and inspire can be a very great source of recovery and transformation. When we successfully embrace and successfully practice these type of behaviors consistently, we put ourselves in a better space of favor and of opportunities. These are actions that are developing good feelings from actions that will be taken as a continuous chain of setting up a positive outlook in one's life. Transformation is consistently, without fail, day to day, reminding yourself of the good that has happened. The same way there are bad habits that you and I can be accustomed to that force us to always take a downward spiral into our behaviors, whether it be cursing, whether it be negative thoughts, whether it be thoughts of depression and thoughts of just completely demoralizing oneself. Bad behaviors, we can flip the script and move into a positive way of thinking. Number one, and I suggest that you write this one down, express gratitude. That's number one. This is one of the most effective ways of empowering a behavior that adapts to what you are trying to see. Expressing gratitude. We all have something in which we can be grateful for. Something as simple as God being able to wake us up in the morning. It wasn't your alarm clock that woke you up. It wasn't the sun that perhaps, you know, got into your room and you were able to now not experience that darkness that continues to make you or help you fall asleep. It is God that was able to wake you up. Express a sense of gratitude. Three simple things that you can start off with by, first of all, recognizing that you are alive. Second thing, that you are even able to fall asleep. The fact that you have a roof over your head and clothes on your back, that's a sense of gratitude. Just simply by waking up and saying, thank you, God. Thank you that you've been able to wake me up this morning. That you continue to set up the day for me and the daily bread that will sustain me and the opportunities, the up and the downs of this day. The daily bread in which I will be able to engage in this day, I thank you. Just being grateful. Try it tomorrow and see how it works for you. Number two, practice kindness. And it starts off with yourself. Yeah, with you. Get onto the mirror and say to yourself, "Ay, Marawena, you are beautiful. You are handsome. Look at you. Huh? You are absolutely God-made." If you are perhaps small in size, look at yourself and say, "God has made me." Knowing very well that atinga shotinga the size and ichiyama shoponi, yeah, I'll forever have a size that fits me. And if perhaps you were a little bit, you know, meaty in terms of your appearance, say God made me after he took a tea break. I short of nothing. Sugar and spice is found within me. He made sure that I will have it all within me. Hallelujah. If you are tall, say God wanted me to be able to, you know, inhale fresh air every single day. If you are short, say when God made me, he knew that if there are moments that I will have to fall, I can quickly get back up. Yeah, there's a reason for everything. Be kind to yourself. Express and practice kindness to yourself. Cultivate self-compassion, similar to the one I have just said. This thing of criticizing yourself or look at and comparing yourself with other people. Look at other kids. Look at where they are, especially now during this graduation season. You know very well you had challenges last year that are enabling you to perhaps graduate this year, but still you're going to be your biggest enemy by judging yourself and looking down upon yourself. Be kind. The world is already such a terrible place when you are not where you want to be. Why don't you become kind to yourself? Be kind to yourself. Develop an awareness of your automatic negative thoughts. When you can feel that you are about to go into that space of negative thinking, and it happens to me as well. Where you wake up and something just says to you, "Hi man, something says to you, "Hi man, when you start to uncontrollably have thoughts of negative nature, you need to be able to navigate them very quickly and point them out and say, these are not the thoughts of a kingdom builder. These are not the thoughts of a chosen generation. These are not the thoughts of a human being who was made by God and God breathed into me and now I have life. These are not the thoughts I need to carry with me in this day." Develop an awareness. Be able to govern those thoughts and say, "Hey, not today. I will not think such negative thoughts today." That's number four, by the way. Number five, laugh often. It's important sometimes to laugh at yourself. Yeah, the world will laugh at you anyway, so you might as well be the first one to laugh at yourself and laugh loud. Laugh at yourself and laugh loud at things that you know you had no control over. Things that you understand that this one was out of my hands. And you know for a fact that I should be crying, I should be judging myself, I should not be perhaps enjoying this moment, but you laugh at yourself and you say, "Hey, things of life are dormini." Laugh often and laugh loud. Be mindful. Number six, pay attention to where you are and what you are doing. Become present in every moment. Without judging, begin to acknowledge how often your thoughts wander into a narrative about past or present events and bring yourself back to the moment right now. I'm talking about right now. Bring yourself back into this moment. This present moment. And last but not least, get spiritual. Get yourself into a good Bible-based church that will be able to connect you to a greater source, a source of life, a source that will be able to strengthen you and elevate you in moments of uncertainty. Get yourself into a good Bible-based church and find a pastor who will be able to shepherd you into a way of living. And I guarantee you, transformation will be a part of your portion.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.